She took a moment to bathe in the downpour, to let the water clear the fogginess from her mind. Then, she ran. The forest was dark and the rain a torrent. With tape binding her wrists, she tried to deflect the branches that whipped her face. She stumbled on a log and fell into the slippery leaves before forcing herself up again. She had counted the days and thought she'd been missing for 12, maybe 13. Stuck in a dark cellar where her captor stowed her and fed her, she may have missed a day when fatigue sent her into a long stretch of sleep. Tonight, he moved her to the forest. Dread had overwhelmed her as she bounced in the trunk, and a nauseous feeling told her the end was near. But now, freedom was in front of her. Somewhere beyond this forest and the rain and this night, she might find her way home. She ran blindly, taking erratic turns that stole from her all sense of direction. Finally, she heard the roar of a semi-truck as its wheels splashed through the wet pavement. She sprinted toward the noise and up an embankment that led to the two-lane highway. In the distance, the truck's red taillights sped on, fading with each second. She stumbled into the middle of the road and on wobbly legs chased the lights as though she might catch them. The rain pelted her face and matted her hair and drenched her ratty clothing. Driven by panic that he would come from the forest, she willed herself on with the sensation that he was near, ready to fast step behind her and pull the sack over her head and bring her back to the cellar with no windows. Dehydrated and hallucinating, she thought her eyes were deceiving her when she saw it. A tiny white light far off in the distance. She staggered toward it until the light splintered in two and grew in size. She stayed in the middle of the road and waved her bound hands over her head. The car slowed as it approached, flashed its high beams to illuminate her standing in the road in wet clothes and no shoes, with scratches covering her face and blood dripping down her neck to dye her t-shirt red. The car stopped, wipers throwing water to each side. The driver's door opened.
Are you okay?
I need help.
The man walked closer, recognized her.
Good God! The whole state's been looking for you.
He took her under his arm and led her to the car, carefully seating her in the front passenger seat.
Go! He's coming, I know it!
The man raced around to the other side, shifting the car into drive before his door was closed. He dialed 911 as he sped along Highway 57.
Where's your friend?
The girl looked at him.
Who?
Nicole Cuddy, the other girl who was taken.